So let's go ahead. If you're not doing your labs or you want to get caught up doing your labs, go ahead and do it. If you haven't provisioned your lab, so you're new, the sheet I gave you will give you the steps to walk through and provision your lab. If you don't have a device, because I imagine an iPhone is probably a little too small, you can do these at home. The one step that's going to confuse you is the one I just called out, which was the use the cloud ID first, then use the on-premise ID. Going? All right, I think I'm going. All right, good morning. How's everyone doing this morning? Okay. So did anyone go home and do their labs last night at home? Beyond me? So hey, you know, fortunately, the network person is supposed to be in here this morning at 9:45 when we begin our labs, so then they can acknowledge the fact that we're having networking issues. So I made them come back. So this is part two of Office 365 deployment. So yesterday we talked about why identity was important, how to create identities, get those identities created, why those are important for Office 365, the difference between on-premises Office 2013 Professional and Office 365 Pro Plus. And we talked about deployments. Yesterday we did talked about deployments and did a lab, which we call just a basic deployment, right? It's not a managed deployment. We just ran setup with the switch and it installed. Did anyone actually go home and install it? Anyone download the ODT and put Office on their home computer? Right. So that'll work for 5 days, and then it stops working. But for 5 days, you're good. The this morning, what we're going to do is we're actually going to do a managed deployment. So Office 365 Pro Plus can be done in a managed deployment fashion. So it's, you don't have to just kind of go, well, we have to teach everyone to run this little command, or we have to push out this little script to do this, right? And it's completely unmanaged. Office 365 can be completely managed in a managed deployment, just like you do today. So you can use standard tools. I'm going to show an example of doing one with System Center, creating a System Center package. I'm going to create an Intune package. Packages can consist of the entire ball of wax, right? Like we talked about yesterday. So it's the setup.exe, it's the config XML, and it's all the install files. So my cabs and my dats and all that. So I have that whole package, and I can package that up and I can distribute that. Or it can be as small as it's just setup.exe and the config XML. So I can do a managed deployment where I'm only providing those two pieces of information and still provide a full managed deployment of Office 365 Pro Plus. And we'll actually do that here today. Talked about identity, the ODT. So did everyone get, remembers the link? The Office deployment tool is key to the success of doing Office deployments. So go download one. One of the things I didn't mention yesterday is when we were talking about, how we're going to do updates and how you're going to do these things and how can you get the latest packages. And I was talking about, every month you go out and you just download another one. You can actually do that as a scheduler task. You don't have to, manually. You can just build a scheduler task that says on the third Friday of every month or the, after patch Tuesday. So, that Tuesday or that Friday, you just have the scheduled task go out and just pull this file down in the background. Question? No, a scheduled task in Windows. That would.
Does it execute
the command line for the Office setup for the download switch? So the question was, can we just use the setup/download to get the bits? Yeah, and it'd be setup/download, and then the XML file. And then it would pull it down for wherever the XML tells it to do it.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. You can also add it to your image. So for those who are doing image-based installs, you can add the information to the image, and it can be everything. So it can be all the files, or it can just be the setup.exe and the config XML file. So you choose. So depends on your organization, your network, their location, availability to bandwidth, right? Same reason we have all these varying deployment options that we have today, right? It's always that it depends question. So the methods of installing, we did a self-install yesterday. Today we're going to do some managed installs. The deployment tool is key, so we'll be using that heavily. We're going to talk about Configuration Manager and Intune. Just to talk about managed deployments and how we're going to do this in a managed environment. And you can do a pre-installed image in Windows. So what's the best way to deploy Office 365? Right? And you get that question all the time. Well, what's the best way to do it? And as you can see as I dance around it, it's always it depends. Right? What is your environment? How is your environment configured? What methodologies do you leverage? Some organizations are highly regulated and highly structured, right? So they do everything through System Center, and they have processes around everything. Well, we can accommodate that. And then, you know, you have the absolute opposite extreme is that some environments are just free-formed, right? They're just kind of like, just have at it, go for it, right? We at Microsoft, we're kind of closer toward that free form, so we provide a highly managed capability, but we allow the users to do what they want. Now, that's a plus and a minus, right? And I mentioned it yesterday, right? You have a problem, we can't solve it in, you know, basically 20 minutes. It's either you solve it yourself, or we just wipe and load your machine. And we've taken care of it at that stage. So today, I live in a world where I rarely put anything on my local device anymore. I have everything that's in OneDrive for Business, OneDrive Consumer, and that's it. So my world is that. At home, I have my own NAS, and I have everything, you know, that is my home life on a NAS because, you know, OneDrive doesn't give me enough space to cover all that yet. But we're getting there. And it doesn't matter if I lose my device. It doesn't matter if my device gets stolen. It doesn't matter those things, right? Because our corporate image requires us to have BitLocker and do all those things, and we have those. So we're not worried about losing devices because all our content is in the cloud, and it's secured, and it's controlled, and we're managing all of that. So the device just becomes a means to the information. It's not the information, which is different, right? Because most of us, if we lost our laptops, we're like, oh, or I'm in big trouble, right? When did I do my last backup? Where did I archive my data? What have I done? You know, living in the cloud world has taken that away from me. I don't have that problem. So deployment options. So obviously we have to use the ODT. It deploys like any other piece of software. So it's, you know, it's nothing that's, you know, super unique or has some, you know, crazy thing that we have to do. It's just like deploying any other piece of software. You can deploy the entire source. You don't have to, but you can. That's an option. You can leverage your existing deployment methodologies. So, you know, what do you guys use today to deploy your software? Who uses System Center in here? Probably most of you. What other tools do you have out there? Okay. Any others? Okay. So you're already used to building your own images, right? Building your own packages, and then distributing those packages according to whatever your rules are, whether it's based on groups, whether it's based on users, whether it's based on whatever methodologies. Maybe it's IP ranges, and it's in this scheme, and then they're going to do this. And it's, you know, we're really structured, and we put all our users based on OUs and these OUs. So however that methodology is working, you can leverage System Center or any of those tools to do this managed install. To do an Office install requires you to be a local administrator. So you either have to have a tool that can do elevated permission installs, or you have to be a local administrator. Because we get that question a lot. How do I keep my users, who are my corporate users, from just installing Office on their machine at work? I think, well, if they have administrator permissions, you can't, right? Because they can install anything. But most corporate images don't allow their users to be administrators. Ours, we do, right? So we're kind of unique. It's not a good thing, but it's not a bad thing, right? It's, you just understand the risk, and it's a part of our life. So here's our beautiful config XML. So let's kind of walk through what we're doing here. So we have the standard Office client, 32-bit. Office Pro Plus Retail. It's always going to be Office Pro Plus Retail for what we're doing in the corporate world, right? We're only going to do English, and that's all we're doing. So where is this actually going to install from? Now, I know the image says here, but where else could it install from? It could come from the cloud. Because remember, setup.exe, if you don't give it a source path, it looks local where exe is. And if it has the structure, it uses the structure that's local, and it installs locally. However, if it doesn't have the information, it goes to the cloud. So if I put a source path in here that's incorrect, and I'm doing a setup, where's it going? Cloud. So, on update, if I put a source path and it's incorrect, what does it do? And it's incorrect. No, it doesn't. It does nothing. Because it looks for an update in a location. If there's no update in that location, it does nothing. Right? It won't default to the cloud. That's by design. That's the 1 o'clock class. So enable update, no path, going to the cloud. So it's just going to go out and get its updates from the cloud. Display none, so we're not going to display any of the splash screens and the pop-up boxes. Accept the EULA, yep, right, and then give us our setup path. I like to define my setup path, and typically in my little config files, I always put %date%. So it automatically creates my text file to say office setup and then the date, right, .text. So I can go to temp. So everyone know where temp is on their machines? You go to just type the word set, and it'll tell you where temp is. Typically, it's your users slash, for me it's Mike slash Microsoft slash app data slash temp directory. Some organizations it's different, right? You can go in and just pull up command prompt, type the word set, hit enter, it'll tell you where your temp is. That's where you go look for your file. If you have a problem doing install setup, that file is going to tell you what went wrong, and it's going to be in that location. So I'm not going to walk through those again. Install from there. So I can specify to install from some location. I can give it the source, or I can just call the path. So in the install from there, we're actually calling out a path. So we're telling setup to go to this path, and it can be any SMB or HTTP path that you know it has access to, and can pull those source files and then do the install from there. Remember, each month it's a 1 gig update. So how things are different in Office 365 is in on-premises you did your install, and then your updates, you always just did the deltas, right? And then you just replicated your updates everywhere because it was always the deltas. We don't do it that way, right? We always go to the source, and the client does the deltas. So sometimes we have to maybe rethink how we possibly are doing patch management, and we'll go into great detail, because it may not be advantageous to put it in 1,000 distribution points because you're moving a gigabyte file to 1,000 different places. Where maybe it's better to have maybe 50 or 10, and all the clients go to those 50 or 10, because remember, they're only getting the delta. So, you know, you just kind of do the math. Which one is more advantageous for your organization, on which is the right methodology for you? So there, right, we're going to the source path of my server / my share, and it's going to go there and find and then do the install. Everything else, more or less the same. So we're pathing out where to go, and where are we getting our updates from? The cloud, because we don't have an update path. So installing from the cloud, what do I need to do to install from the cloud? Not much, right? I just either A, just go to the portal, click install now, it installs from the cloud, or I can do just like I did from here, config file, and because I didn't define a source path and there are no source document or files in the path of setup.exe, it goes to the cloud, and it does the setup from there. So this file and here look exactly the same. So System Center gives us the ability to actually start managing how we're doing our deployments, right? So yesterday we did simple installs. We just did the installs, away it went, and it was all happy. But leveraging tools like System Center, we can put in detection rules. We can put in variables. We can check for various, requirements. What location are you at? What group are you in? How is it filtered? Right? System Center gives you all of that management capability that you don't have with just doing a standard install. And it's not just System Center. It's, whatever your pack or deployment tool of choice is, they will all work wonderfully well using Office 365 Pro Plus. Whether you're doing that with full source or you're just doing the setup.exe with the config file. Either one, they both work wonderfully well. And in today's lab, we're actually going to go through, and that's why I've been talking quick so we can get into the labs, because I seem to talk long and then we end up not getting all the labs done. We're actually going to do a System Center package, and we're going to create the package and deploy it to a few machines. And that's what today's lab is actually going to consist of. So instead of just walking through this here, let me just show you kind of what the System Center looks like. And then I'll show you kind of an example of what the Office 365 with Intune looks like. Escape. So I'm using the, So with System Center Configuration Manager, I'm just using the same one that we're doing in our labs. I just use that instance to establish the package. And this is part of the exercise that you'll go through. But I just went into my software library and said application. And I just said create a new application. So in my create a new application, you'll notice I have a choice of what kind of applications I'm going to build. And I start, building that application. Notice click to run is not an option. So I can't just run the wizard for a click to run installation. So I have to select manual. So I can't just, pick a standard. I have to do a manual application. I give it a name. Say Office 365. Pro Plus Demo Publisher Microsoft Software Version 2345. Next. Going to add. Let me the location of where the install is, but again, I can't do a click to run, so I've got to do it manually. Office 365 plus demo. Browse the location of my source files. So on my individual machine, I've taken the time to create a source location for Office 365. So this image has the full Office image added to it. So it has the DAT files, it has the CAB files. All of Office is sitting there. So I'm going to go to summit-cm/source/pro plus. So I'm actually defining both a setup and a removal for this package, right? And you would define this however you want, right? But you can establish the tool to not only do a setup but also do a removal if you want it to. If it detects something and you want to pull it out based on whatever parameter you're using for detection, you can build all that into the same package. So with System Center, I have lots of additional capabilities for a managed software deployment that obviously you don't have with just running setup as a normal device. Add a clause. So we're going to see if this registry is working, because it wasn't working last night because of a permissions issue. But I'm going to browse and see if it works. So I'm going to do HKEY local machine, software, Microsoft, Windows. Current version. Uninstall. And it's not there. So there should be a folder there called Office. So I ran into this last night. It's a permissions issue. So I just picked this just to complete the process. You'll actually see this on your individual machines where you're actually defining a specific registry key that you'll leverage to be your detector rule for this package. So once the package is created, right, you can just set it up. It'll build the package, and then the package is now ready to be deployed. So now it's just a matter of building a collection group or, defining your scopes, establishing that, and then assigning this package to that group, and then allowing it to deploy through the dependencies. We're actually going to do this in the lab. That's why I kind of zipped through the System Center one, because you're actually going to do this in your labs. Another way to do it, and that was all the files. So when we did that install, we actually distributed the entire package. So that was the entire Office package. With Windows Intune, you can do the same thing, right? It's more or less the same methodologies. We're going to create a package and distribute it using my super secret password again that we all have in the lab. So what I've done is I've browsed to setup.exe. I said include additional files. So in the additional files on my individual hard drive, I'll show you what's in that folder. So temp, office, Intune, that's what's in there. So this is doing a setup or creating a package and distributing the package, but all I'm actually distributing is my 1 megabyte setup.exe and my config XML. That's all I'm building into the package. So for organizations that want to do a simple just deploy the ODT and get it working however you want it to work, this is a methodology. So you don't have to put the entire source with the setup to do a managed install. Now this can still go to a standard SMB that you have on premises. It can still go to the cloud. You define, but any of those options are you can choose when you're doing your packages. So publisher, name, let's do Office 365 Pro Plus. You can put in URLs. Privacy URL, and I hope everyone knows this URL. TrustOffice365.com. Anyone know what that URL is? Anyone used it, looked at it? So this is our Trust Center. TrustOffice365.com is just a friendly URL to take you to our Trust Center. Our Trust Center is where we are very transparent and very open about how we manage the environment, how we secure the environment, what types of security we're using, not specific methodologies. We talk about our certifications, our ISO 27001, and our FERPA, and our FISMA, and our FedRAMP, and all the various certifications that we have in Office 365 that allow us to operate the environment for a huge array of our customers. And those things are really important because we get into these questions of, why should we trust you? Well, in the end, you ultimately have to trust us. So, go back to the old Ronald Reagan era, right? It's a trust but verify. We have auditors, third-party auditors, who come in and audit and validate that we are doing everything that we say we're doing to the level for all of those various certifications. So I don't know if you've, bothered reading like ISO 27001, but if you ever want to know how operations should be done and how it's being done, we have that certification. If you just read that ISO standard, it gives you a better understanding. But we also have our, the cloud security model document where we talk about how we're doing what to what mappings. So I can focus this, again, it's a managed deployment on Windows 7 or better, right? Or it can just be Windows 7. I can get specific on how I want to set these rules. I can add a detect rule, add that registry key. So again, it was software/Microsoft/ Windows/current version/office/uninstall/. I'm going to stop faking it. And there it is. Well, this will be fun. And it lost it. Cool. So, always be prepared for things that go wrong. So here was my package that I created yesterday that completes how we're doing the same levels of managed deployment for Office 365. So that's Intune and System Center on creating a package. You know, I won't lie, I'm not a packaging expert, so, you know, I don't do this really well. But the ability to define your packages isn't limited to I have to do the whole source file. It can be just the DAT or the ODT, right? And it doesn't have to just be the ODT. It can be the entire source. So whatever's best for your environment, for your packages, so you may have individuals who are out in remote locations and you just want to, you know, get this image out to them, and because they can't do a source, you know, you can do the old sneaker net type things. That's popular for some of our organizations that are out in, you know, the middle of Africa or on the North Slope, or, you know, they're out in a on a ship. That's always a popular one. So, you know, those type of things where you can be creative on how you're doing your packaging and how you're doing your distribution. Let's jump back into presentation. And labs. So I went fast and I did it on purpose because yesterday we were getting behind on labs. We were having networking issues. So everyone have their lab sheet, all that? So first of all, any questions? No? Okay. Do lab three. Lab three will actually walk you through doing your System Center and packaging your Office 365 deployment and actually doing a deployment of it to your desktops. So begin.